Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. In February, the Illinois Department of Transportation completely shut down a portion of Interstate 255 for some major repairs. We wanted to get an update on the work that's going on between Illinois 157 and Illinois 15. With me now, Joel Cumby, Project Implementation Engineer for IDOT District 8. Joel, you're about 3 months into this project. What has been done so far?
So far, we've got pavement repairs nearly completed. Bridge repairs and bridge painting are ongoing. The median barrier wall is well underway, and we've actually even begun resurfacing work.
Has weather been an issue at all over the last few months?
No, the weather pattern's been pretty normal for this time of year. Contractors taking advantage of the good days when they can. They're working long days and working 7 days a week when necessary, just to stay on schedule.
Now, when it comes to selling this to the driving public, you know, remind us again what the cost and time savings are when we're talking about a complete closure of a road compared to maybe trying to keep the interstate open during work like this.
Okay, so the full closure is definitely a benefit to the public as well as to us and the workers. The full closure is safer, cheaper, and faster. It's safer for the motorist. It's complete separation of the worker and the motorist. Also, by full closure, we're not constantly changing staging, which makes it safer for the motorist. They know what to expect. They can settle into a pattern, and that's the way it'll be for the very short time frame. It's cheaper. We're saving almost $10 million on this project by doing a full closure. And it's faster because we're looking at a six-month closure, where this project, if we staged it normally, would take over 2 years.
Is everything pretty much on schedule at this point?
At this point, yeah, we're on schedule, and we're expecting to reopen by the completion date of July 31st.
What else needs to be done?
So we've got to finish our bridge deck overlays, finish the resurfacing work. Some of the final items will be the guardrail, the lighting, the signage, striping, you know, some of the safety improvements.
That is Joel Cumby, Project Implementation Engineer for IDOT District 8. Thank you so much for the update today.
Thank you.